Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Collins. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bruce Fields. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Field settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Fields. Riles reaches second base with a double. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Brewers, 2, Tigers, 2. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Bruce Fields is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fields hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans scores. Collins moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor scores. One out. It's Brewers, 3, Tigers, 3. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Deere takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Riles hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Fields. Riles reaches second base with a double. Deere goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Riles scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-1 in the game. Coles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Brewers, 5, Tigers, 5. Chris Bosio now pitching. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Fields is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fields is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fields hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cerrone moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Durrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Yount is chasing the ball. Heath rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 7-5, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosio covering, for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manning. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-5, Tigers. Mark Knudsen now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Coles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-5, Tigers. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Fields is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fields is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fields hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Baker now playing second base. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Braggs takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Field settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Manning. Baker reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Field settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cerrone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6. Tigers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Fields. Deer reaches second base with a double. Cooper moves to third. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Riles hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Heath fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Thurmond covering, for the out. Cooper scores. Deer moves to third. 2 outs. It's 11-7, Tigers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Thurmond covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Fields is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fields is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fields hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manning. Heath reaches second base with a double. Fields moves to third. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baker strikes out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Coles hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Field settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.